Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And books that aren't found, this book is titled So Many Versions by Sakae Kubo and Walter F. Specht, the 20th century English versions of the Bible, which this one is absolutely dumbfounding. Chapter 6, page 98, The New World Translation and the Bible in Living English. So what I'm doing now is I'm just going through the chapters and hitting the different translations, and we're just going to cover four, you know, I'm not sure how many Mondays there are in December yet, but four or five Mondays in December, this blog will cover the New World Translation. And why it's even listed in here is amazing, because the New World Translation is, and let me read it, page 98, the New World Translation, its doctrinal bias. Denominational versions are fortunately rare. Such versions are generally usable only by the group that sponsored the translation. Some earlier Protestant and Catholic translations also fall into this group, especially where they're biased and one-sided notes. The Common English Version of the American Bible Union, Baptist of 1862, underlined its point of view by such translations as John the Immerser, and when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersion. The most biased of such is the New World Translation, 1961, of the Jehovah Witnesses. Okay, so everyone knows, as far as I know, that the Jehovah Witnesses are a cult. And they put it in this book, 20th century English versions of the Bible. Why would you put a cult's translation in a book that are supposedly so many versions of the Bible? Do you think what the Jehovah Witnesses use is actually a Bible, knowing that they're a cult? That's just the question I'm asking you. I think it's no different than, you know, like Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore is the title of my blog. It's no different when you go, when you're going to go to church in December, right? And did you know Christ is not found in December? He's not born in December. Does anybody care? Or better yet, does anybody know? But yet, they're going to go. Your priesters are going to go. You know, the ones that just go to the Christmas Mass and the Easter Mass, and the rest of the year they could care less about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, those people, the priesters, I think those are the same people that put the New World Translation in with other translations of the Bible. I mean, the New World Translation should be separate in itself in a book called Cults, you know? But anyway, this is what they say. They say, not only does the word Jehovah recur in the Old Testament, no kidding, the Jehovah Witnesses, as it did also in the ASV, but it is introduced 237 times into the text of that of the New Testament and 72 times in the footnotes. And this is the best part of it. You ready? There is absolutely no basis for the translation of the Greek original by the word Jehovah. So they're attacking the word Jehovah, okay, with the Greek original. What is that? There is no such thing as the original Greek. Again, here we are with people putting together a book and they Greek it to death. They don't tell you what Greek. Here are all the different Greek texts. I will tell you, okay? On the traditional text line, there is the Erasmus Greek New Testament, which has, I can't really see my notes here, about 15 editions of that. Then there is the Stephens Greek New Testament, which there are four editions. Then there is the Beza's Greek New Testament, which has 10 editions, and the Stephan's Greek and the Beza's Greek is that of the Textus Receptus. You also have the Erasmus Greek, which is of the Textus Receptus, which I told you has 13 editions. And that of the Alexandrian text line, they have the Griesbach, they have the Lachman, they have the Tridels, they have the Tizendorf, they have the Westcott and Hort. So which Greek text is the original? They never tell you, but they're going to attack the word Jehovah with it. Curious, huh? More next week.